In the Great Lakes region, farmers are one of the biggest users of water. They pump water from underground aquifers or from lakes and streams to irrigate their crops or water livestock. Agriculture has been criticized for its large withdrawals of water. Farmers say they want to be recognized in a Great Lakes Water Use Agreement as efficient water users. But as Aaron Toner reports, it's unclear whether that's true.
Scott Piggott is the sixth generation to grow up on his dad's cattle farm in a small town in central Michigan. He says not everything on the farm is perfect, but he says he grew up knowing you have to do things right to protect the environment.
If we don't begin to stand up and say, look, this is what we're doing to protect the environment, I think more people will continue to say, hey, they're not telling us what they're doing. They must be doing something wrong.
Piggott also works for the Michigan Farm Bureau. He says his goal is to make sure every farm in his state is doing everything it can to protect the environment, including conserving water they use for irrigation. But Piggott and the Farm Bureau oppose broad regulations for large water users, such as farmers. That's proposed in a draft of a Great Lakes Regional Water Use Agreement. Piggott argues the agreement should treat farmers differently because the water they use goes right back into the ground. Piggott said in a Farm Bureau press release that, quote, 95% of the water that touches a farm field seeps into the soil, providing aquifer recharge, end quote. Later, Piggott clarified his statement.
It is estimated that 95% of the water that touches an open, pervious space seeps into the soils, and a portion of that, which I would infer that it does provide aquifer recharge, but necessarily does all 95% of it go towards aquifer recharge? I think that might be debated. The quote could probably be stronger in a given direction, but I stand by it.
Piggott says his information is based on Environmental Protection Agency estimates. But is his 95% figure true? John Bartholik is with Michigan State University. He has done research on water use on farms. He says of all the water that falls on a farm, that's rainfall and irrigation, about 70% of it evaporates.
So the remaining part, 30-40%, depending where you are, it might be almost 0% if you've got clay soil and it's all runoff, is there to potentially go back and recharge the aquifer.
Bartholik's estimate is that 30-40% potentially flows back into the Great Lakes Basin and its aquifers. That's nowhere near 95%. Bartholik says farmers do consume water.
Clearly, farmers are being very conscientious about their water use. But yes, if you use water for crops and they have economic value, there is some consumptive usage of that water.
Other water experts in the region say the issue is complicated. A lot of factors affect how much water used to irrigate crops actually gets back to the aquifer. Although one expert says at best the 95% estimate is theoretically possible if conditions were perfect. Conditions are rarely perfect. Mark Muller is director of the Environment and Agriculture Program with the Institute of Agriculture and Trade Policy in Minneapolis. Muller says it's generally agreed that right now there's plenty of groundwater in the Great Lakes Basin. But he says there's reason for concern. That's because in other areas of the country, aquifers thought to be plentiful have gone dry. Muller says managing Great Lakes water resources is important for the close to 40 million people who rely on the basin for their drinking water. He says managing that water correctly is also crucial to sustaining the region's farming industry.
Industry and agriculture is going to look at the Great Lakes Basin as a place where they should set up shop. So I think we should realize that we have a very valuable resource that's only going to become more valuable in future years.
Muller adds that public opinion is very important to shaping the Great Lakes Regional Water Use Agreement. He says any misleading information from any of the stakeholders is just not helpful. That's why the Farm Bureau's claim that 95% of the water used for irrigation recharges the aquifers is more important than just an optimistic viewpoint. It's seen by some as public relations spin. For the GLRC, I'm Erin Toner.